I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics. We are at the Gateway Film Center, named recently in USA Today, John, as one of the top 10 art house theaters in the country.
Got it. And it's deserved. And the next time we talk about this, it'll be number one, because it's that good.
Thank you very much. It is awesome and deserved. Saying deserved, that gets us right into our conversation. Get just desserts.
Oh, boy.
Right? Revenge movies.
Boy, right on top of it. We've got Prisoners with Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal, very finely acted. And we'll have Carrie coming up, which is...
kind of a high school horror revenge movie.
Oh, boy, it is, yeah.
But fewer genres are more satisfying and turn out more bad movies than the revenge movie. They're so deeply satisfying.
The more civilized we become as a society, the more resentments there are. As I think Owen Lieberman says in Entertainment Week, he talks about the catharsis of our resentments.
Catharsis of our resentments. That's terrific.
Yeah, so nothing gets us fired up better than that. If you look at one of the originals, Charles Bronson in Death Wish.
Yeah.
That wish, you were with him all the way.
Yes,
you wanted
absolutely.
It to happen.
A manipulative movie.
You're saying, you know, why am I like this? I'm a peace-loving guy.
Yeah.
But when I see that happen...
Well, but if your family is raped and murdered in front of you...
Yeah.
And, you know, those are the kind of buttons that revenge movies push. We think how base that is, that we fall under the spell of these movies. But when you turn on the news every day and you hear every day the horrors committed... How can you not want to kind of indulge the catharsis?
One of the classics back in 1971.
Yep.
And that would be Straw Dogs.
Oh, yeah,
the one
right.
That hits really home. His wife
being
raped. He's just a bookish kind of guy, and he has to call on something in himself.
Then they start invading the home, and he exacts revenge. It's a really visceral kind of film.
As opposed to a different kind of revenge that we had just... last year in Zero Dark Thirty, where we're going after Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
Now, unless you had somebody in 9/11, it's more removed than, say, Straw Dogs.
Yeah, it doesn't... It's at the heart of that movie, but you never sense that the Jessica Chastain character is motivated by revenge.
Right.
She's just motivated by duty.
Right, right.
You know, one of the great revenge movies, Outlaw Josie Wales.
Yes.
Which starts off with he's farming, and the Red Legs come in and... murder his wife and his son. That sets Josie Wales out on this transformative journey where he transforms from farmer to brutal, deadly outlaw. You know, revenge drives him, and yet along the way he picks up these characters that become a new family.
Oh yeah.
And so then he becomes protector.
Unforgiven, another Eastwood. The Eastwood seems to be pretty good on this revenge business. Revenge creeps into that
movie. It seems like a revenge movie, right? But it's not. He and Morgan Freeman set about to collect reward money for the crime committed against the prostitutes. Gene Hackman captures Morgan Freeman and kills Morgan Freeman, and that unleashes the deadly Clint Eastwood character. You're right about Eastwood and revenge.
Well, the stylized ones I was thinking about, Kill Bill, Memento. These are arty variations on the more basic death.
Elevating the genre beyond its base foundations.
Yeah.
We were talking earlier about Cape Fear.
Yeah, oh, I was just going to say.
Now, Cape Fear is a movie wherein the guy getting revenge is the bad guy. I love this line in Cape Fear, the original, the 1962 version. Gregory Peck is on the phone with Robert Mitchum, and Peck tells him, "Listen, I'm protected by the law." And Mitchum says, "Counselor, I'm going to take the law, and I'm going to break your heart with it."
Excellent.
So great.
And it's probable that revenge movies will always be around because of that deep-seated desire to put away the bad guys and have a happy civilization, which will never happen. And I'd just like to give you one quote from 17th century philosopher Hobbes.
Okay.
This is not the movie.
Nor is this... Hobbs.
Remember?
Oh, Mr. Hobbs takes a vacation?
No. Oh, Nobbs. I'm thinking
Who are you talking about?
Alfred Nobbs.
Oh, Alfred Nobbs. Well, I thought you were talking about Jimmy Stewart's Mr. Hobbs takes a vacation.
That's a good one. But anyway, here's what Hobbs said. No friend ever served me, and no enemy ever wronged me, whom I have not repaid in full.
Beautifully said. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details and showtimes are online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.